Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This morning, we are joined by Siobhan Donovan, state senator representing Henrico County, and Dr. Siobhan Donovan, talking about the coronavirus and how it is impacting Virginia. What's your snap assessment as we start this new week? Where are we, you think?
We are in incredibly low numbers mm-hmm. for hospitalization, for ventilation, for incidence of illness. And so I think all in all, we're doing incredibly well, and that's a reflection of what we said was going to happen with vaccinations and herd immunity. We are in the endemic portion of the pandemic, which is where it is in check, essentially.
Yeah. So what do you think of the governor's position? I mean, slowly, slowly, he is changing the rules and letting people get back to normal, and the public seems to be very willing and compliant with what he is requesting or demanding.
Well, I wouldn't say that's the impression I've gotten. I've heard from parents whose children are involved in some of the fine arts like music and concerts, and they can't have the same kind of guidelines as the fellow students that are in sports. And I hear from really stressed wedding venue owners that have rooms and businesses, basically, I'll clarify, commercial kitchens and space to seat 1,000 or more, and they have to operate at a limit of 250 indoors or 100 indoors, unlike a restaurant, which can be at 50% capacity. So my general assessment of the governor's guidelines are that they are nonsensical, they are non-scientific, they are arbitrary, and they are negatively affecting people for no sound reason. Are there fewer of those now? There are. But there's no reason why they couldn't be common sense. And if it's okay for 30% of a venue or 50% of a restaurant to gather, then those should be applied across the board for all gatherings and not, you know, some here and some there and no sensible discernment of why.
Who do you think is concerned on this? You know, for months I've been saying, have you gotten a phone call from Governor Northam, Dr. Northam, to say, hey, Senator Donovan, Dr. Donovan, maybe you and I and a couple of other people should sit and talk about this. A, it would be a direct indication that you're willing to reach across the aisle and talk to a Republican. Has that happened at all?
No, never.
That's
and,
crazy.
I don't know who's deciding. I get that there's, potentially many different opinions. Mm-hmm. And it has been shared with me that the Virginia Department of Health is very, very, very concerned and the ones that are hard to persuade to make changes. But again, we talked about this a few weeks ago. I think that this situation has allowed people to lose sight of how this works. Doctors discern, they read data, they interpret it, they apply it, and then they explain it to their patients, and they let their patients make the decision. We're not in a pandemic anymore. The epidemiologists up there know that. So for them to think that they should decide how we gather and that a wedding may be too risky because people will be too familiar, that's beyond their scope. Mm-hmm. It's beyond their scope unless there's a clear and imminent threat. Let's just talk about like legal expectations of proof. You know, if you have to make legal expectations of proof, it has a much higher benchmark, apparently, than what they get to decide our civil liberties. So I think we've gone astray. I think a strong leader that looks at the science and understands it and knows how to present information will be able to curtail the anxiety in the agencies, but that's not what we're seeing.
Yeah. I mean, it's really remarkable that we're continuing with this, and I'm hearing from people in Washington that there's this sudden ease because a lot of the restaurant owners have finally decided to raise hell with the mayor there to say, look, you know, this is the upcoming 3 or 4 months are when we make our money. If you've got to shut down, we're not going to make it into 2022. We somehow held it together in 2020, but if we can't make money now, we're not going to be able to continue on. And I'm puzzled why Governor Northam is not responding, or, you know, maybe our people. Senator Donovan, one of the things I'm observing now is that conservatives and normal citizens just don't know how to protest their position the way the leftists do. I mean, they've been trained to raise hell and get attention and get action. And I think our people are still kind of thinking, well, wait a minute, you know, this isn't something I actually need to pick up the phone and make a phone call about. And, you know, maybe at this stage, they need to reconsider that.
Well, maybe. I don't know how to advise on that, but I will say that I've always maintained that, you know, people that believe in individual freedom usually go about their lives doing what they need to do for their families and their work and for everything else and not imposing upon somebody else. And so I think that it's not unusual. You know, I've said that many times. I think the Democrats often, I'm convinced completely, often have paid people who are rioting or protesting, and we all know that that's truth, and there's a substance of truth to that. I don't know if it's true in every case, but there is in many. And so Republicans are usually, I think, much more respectful of authority because we respect the law. This comes down to principle. If the governor truly believed in the value of our Constitution, many of the choices in his behaviors would have been different over the last many months. But he does not hold that sacrosanct as I do. And as a result, he takes advice from whoever he gets it from. And I don't know what their benchmarks are for deciding because I can't figure out what their principles are.
Yeah. Well, they're certainly very different from ours, I think. And it sounds like you're off to deliver a baby here this morning. But before I let you go, have you been following this VCU story at all with the student government president of VCU tweeting, it's time to kill the cops. I hope we can burn the city of Richmond down, and I hate white people. And the statement from the president, Michael Rao, who makes over $1 million a year, is just kind of like, oh, we abhor this language. And that's it. I mean, you know, the no discussion about whether to remove this person as the student government president, no discussion about whether to expel them from school for advocating violence. I mean, I'm a little puzzled by this. Are you hearing anything in your world?
I have read about it, and I haven't read the consequences for the student, but I think this is, you know, I think that the crises that we're having as a nation now is that laws are being applied arbitrarily or not at all. And, you know, we can go back to that conversation about being a republic. A republic is not a pure democracy. It's a limited democracy. A democracy means whoever's in the majority has complete control and nobody else has any say. A republic is a democracy that is protected by the rule of law and by the Constitution. And if you don't like the laws, you change them through the process in a civil way. Certainly, you know, peaceful protesting is a part of that equation, but our laws are being arbitrarily applied right now, and therefore nobody has any confidence in them. And we've got to return to, whether you agree with them or not, we have to return to the rule of law. But that, to me, sounds like it is illegal and can be prosecuted. It's inciting.
Yeah, I'm shocked that they're letting it slide.
Would be pulled off. Yeah, why does she have a Twitter account? Why does she still have it? If she's saying kill people and riot, I mean, that is staggering to me and alarming. And that's the kind of thing I think we ought to protest about and say accountability is, you know, something that should be equally held by all individuals.
Yeah. VCU is a state school, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So
that's a very good point.
I hope, I hope maybe members of the legislature will say, you know what, it may be time after what we witnessed last summer and apparently the involvement of VCU students and faculty in some of what occurred last summer. I don't want to lay it all on VCU at all, but you know, maybe it's time to take a look at the leadership of VCU and demand that they hold everybody accountable to some basic standard of decency. State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Donovan, I appreciate you coming on every Monday. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John. Great to talk with you.